Welcome to a special edition of Good Karma Wrestling, GKW. I'm Gabe Knudsen from ESPN Milwaukee, joined as always by Brian Rowitz from ESPN West Palm and Jonathan Hood. You can check him out on ESPN 1000 in Chicago. We are excited to be joined today by the newest member of Impact Wrestling. He is Jay Vidal, just signed the new television contract. Jay, thank you so much for the time. And what was it about Impact that made you excited about signing that contract?
I want to be a part of GKW today, and as far as Impact goes, I grew up watching Impact, like, in my preteens and teens, because that's always what drew me in, you know what I mean? Smaller guys that would go out there and just put on the very best performances, and a lot of times it'd be even better than the main event match of the night. So that's definitely what drew me personally into Impact.
Yeah, there's been so many great wrestlers over the years, like AJ Styles and Samoa Joe, Christopher Daniels. Is there an all-time favorite Impact or TNA wrestler for you?
An all-time favorite TNA? Honestly, I was a fan when he was in TNA. Like, to me, he really like carried the TNA on his back from those, you know, early days on. But I also did love Samoa.
Jay, you mentioned watching Impact as a teen. That wasn't too long ago for you. You're only 25 years old. You just started wrestling in 2016. What goes through your head when you get that phone call from Impact?
Yeah, I know, right? I'm over here like back in my day when TNA. I actually was on my way back from doing their show in Las Vegas. I was coming back to Florida, and that's when I received the call while I was on the plane. That call happened at about 4 p.m. I was on the plane. I landed. My phone was on Do Not Disturb, and it was on airplane mode before that, so I didn't even see the missed call. 8 or 9 p.m. That same night, something just told me to go through my voicemails, and I realized I had a missed call from Tommy Dreamer. Hey, Jay, it's Tommy Dreamer. Give me a call back whenever you get a chance. And I was like, oh, you know, maybe they want to book me for a future show again or something like that. You know, I just falling in good grace. And he's like, hey, Jay, I'm going to run through this very quickly. We want to offer you a deal. It'll be a multi-year deal. Here's the details. And
Again, that's always got to be the exciting call to get. And one of the things that I've seen, you know, kind of on social media and the press releases that have been released about this, you being, you know, the first openly gay wrestler in Impact Wrestling. How important is that for you to kind of be that influence and be that person that can influence younger generations?
I mean, honestly, I didn't really know that I was the first openly gay male to be signed to Impact until the day that we did the sports. I found out that same morning, and that was gonna be the podcast that, you know, was gonna release information that I'm signed with Impact. And they said, hey, yeah, you know that you're the first openly gay male wrestler. Cool, okay. And then like an hour later, I'm like, whoa, hold on, that's not just cool, like that's groundbreaking. You know what I mean? Like I'm knocking down these BQ talent and, you know, gay male wrestlers, openly gay male wrestlers at that. So to me, it really means the world that I get to do my part in, you know, Q+ community and those that would come after me.
We say all the time in GKW that we're in a great time for the business, whether it's the WWE or AEW or Impact, but also in the independents as well. So could you give us the scope of how you look at the business today in 2022? How great a business is it to be able to get paid and do what you love?
we are at a very amazing point in professional wrestling in general. There is places for everybody to work. And not just that, but I think side of wrestling using wrestling, that's why you see people use, you know, Twitch streams, Patreon, and stuff like that. So it's like, even if you are in, for example, independent wrestling, you by having these other sources of income come in. But as far as the professional wrestling side goes, man, there's so much professional wrestling, and there's so much different flavor, you know what I mean, from each program. And I'm grateful to be a part of that wave. Like, I always just kind of wanted my name to be in the conversation, and I'm glad that, you know.
For you, talking about wrestling, you know, working in your backyard, you're a Broward County guy. I actually just saw you wrestle Fuego this past weekend with CCW. What does it mean to be able to wrestle at home in front of friends and family?
Oh, it means the world. Yes, Fuego kissed me. You saw that,
he did.
Right? Fuego kissed me.
It's the first ever holy shit chant I've seen for a kiss in a wrestling match. So, breaking this past weekend.
Listen. Like you said, groundbreaking. We did not talk about that in the back. I will have you know that was an on the fly. So no wrestle in front of people who got to see me when I was just, you know, 120 pounds soaking wet, getting into a wrestling ring with boots on. You know, friends who used to hear me talk about wrestling at school, and family members who know how much I've sacrificed in the past 6 or 7 years to, like, it's all coming full circle, you know? I had my stomping grounds over here in South Florida with CCW, getting trained by Gangrel. And now I get to, you know what I mean? In time for Empire Wrestling. It just feel like it's come full circle for me.
And make sure you check out Jay. He's going to be at the Charles F. Dodge Center in Pembroke Pines, Florida, coming up this Friday and Saturday, as it's Winter Warfare for Impact Wrestling. They're going to be taping a couple of episodes of Impact's flagship show that airs on AXS television. And so now that you're a part of Impact, Jay, what are some of the matches? Who are some of the opponents that are on the list that you want to face?
I Dev Bailey would be phenomenal. Like, he is a top tier talent, and I love to go in the ring and just, you know. Another one that I would like to face would be Chris Bay, because he and I had a match in Vegas, you know what I mean, in front of maybe 100 people, and we could do something way better in a bigger stage with more eyes on us. Chris Bay is phenomenal. I've known him since before he got signed. Like, right before, been nothing but good to me. Like, he, even after he got signed, I would go and congratulate him, and he would always message me back and be like, you're next up. Like, keep grinding, you're next up. Moment will be to face him at Impact.
I want to find out your thoughts about, you know, we all have career goals. The three of us and you, we all have career goals. What do you think your ultimate goal is? It's one thing to be in the business. You're blessed to be able to be in this business, working for Impact, be on national television, on Access TV. So what's your ultimate goal? What do you want to do?
I think that there would be nothing more beautiful. Just imagine this, okay? You ready? Help me manifest this. Let's all manifest together, all right? All right. So, Giselle Shaw's executive stylist and content creator, okay? Giselle Shaw, Impact Knockouts world champion. By her side, and they're just hitting the belts while champagne is just pouring in the background. Like, how beautiful is that?
It's a great picture. That's a great picture you painted.
Right. It's like Picasso.
You talk about growing up being a fan. Who were some of the wrestlers that sort of influenced your style that you look at and say, hey, I would love to work like this person one day?
Oh, man. I think that the number one is Shawn Michaels. Like, Shawn Michaels, to me, growing up, the best. Like, I go back and I constantly study his matches. I love his matches from the 90s, but I love his matches even more like from 2002 and beyond, because he didn't really have the best matches possible and show why he's the best. Like, all of his WrestleMania matches, I'll watch him versus Kurt Angle at least once a month. Like, that to me is my pickles for sure. Of course, you know, growing up a kind of weird kid, I love Jeff Hardy. Like, you know, the way that he would just be charismatic and connect with the crowd. And of course, be another, you know, professional wrestler like Eddie Guerrero to me.
Jay, I just want to say thank you so much for the time. I'm looking forward. If you're in South Florida, make sure you go check out Jay and Impact Wrestling coming up Friday and Saturday, December 9th and 10th in Pembroke Pines, Florida. They're going to be taping some of the shows upcoming for Impact Wrestling on Access TV. Jay, excited for you. Excited to see what you do in Impact, my man.
Thank you guys so much for having me. And that's right, baby. Let me tell you something. Winter Warfare is cold, but Jay Vidal just... Zal Shaar bringing the heat to Winter Warfare and Impact.
Absolutely love it.